Hello, my name is Bastian von Tresco. I'm trial physician of the German Hodgkin Study Group, and I'm specializing in relapsed and refractory disease. In daily practice, I'm commonly asked the following question. Despite the advances in the treatment of Hodgkin lymphoma, patients with refractory disease still have poor prognosis. What are the challenges with autologous transplant versus brentuximab vedotin in treating refractory disease? What other therapies may be considered? Well, I think the best thing, as always in medicine, is to prevent relapse or refractory disease. So that's why I think upfront therapy should be the best available and the most effective therapy. The German Hodgkin Study Group has recently shown that with 6 cycles of BCOP escalated for advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma, you get a progression-free survival of about 90% and an overall survival of about 95%. So these are by far the best results that could ever be demonstrated. So I think you really should choose this regimen to avoid relapse or refractory disease. Because once the patient has become refractory, the prognosis dramatically worsens, and there are less and less possibilities to break refractory disease. If you have a refractory patient after first line, one option is a tandem transplant, double autologous transplant. This has been reported in the H96 trial by Moschhauser and colleagues in the JCO 2008, and we recently got the 10-year follow-up of this trial. If you can't salvage a patient with an autologous transplant, of course brentuximab vedotin is the preferred therapy. And even for autologous transplant, you have to get the patient at least in a stable disease. So if conventional salvage like DHEP or ICE fails, you might even consider brentuximab vedotin as a salvage therapy to allow for autologous transplant.